Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
White power, white power, white power. Sean Donald, come on, white power, white
power.
Why are you such a pussy, dude? Have some white pride, you little bitch.
Have some Puerto Rican pride, you little bitch.
I do have Puerto Rican pride.
Stop trying to pass. Stop trying to pass as a white guy for the past 15 years.
I have a ton of Puerto Rican pride, and that's why I have to balance it out with my white power chance.
You're trying to just get homeostasis going?
I'm trying to zig heil it up just to fucking balance it out. Otherwise, I'm fucking...
Don't forget, he's half and half.
Yeah.
It's half Italian, right?
Half Italian Irish. Okay.
It's real low on the white level, though.
Half Italian, Irish, half Puerto Rican.
Yeah. And what do you have, what do you do for the Puerto Rican pride? Do you have your own parade?
I rape.
You? Wow. This is just...
He has a kid out of wedlock.
I only see that child 3 days a week. 4 days
that's
a week.
That's the Irish half.
4 days a week, by the way, most of the time. Why do I pay child support? Weird. Anyway... That's what I'm saying, Shannon. It's getting wild. Also, Shannon, Beatrice might need a roommate now. She really might. Her sister's moving out. Her sister's a fucking... I don't want to trash her family, but I shouldn't give her business.
Did you find out about cats?
Oh, fuck. I think she's allergic to cats. I'm damn near positive she's allergic to cats.
Okay. I'm going to be a deal breaker.
All right, well, fuck it.
But thank you.
It's over. Yeah, her sister's moving out. Her sister fucked over completely now. So now there's this entire sub-level of the house. They have this massive house now, and it's fucking ridiculous.
If Shannon lived with your ex, that's not a house. That's a support group.
No, if Shannon lived with my ex, and I mean this, I would leave Natalie and angle for a sister wifehood between Beatrice and Shannon. Beatrice is still hot to this day.
Beatrice is gorgeous.
Fucking smoke show this day. Even after the baby, I would say Shannon, you guys would have to compete for who has a better body, and she's had a child.
I'm pretty sure she still wins.
She's crushing it. B's crushing it. Okay, so would I trade in one young hot Natalie for two old, beaten down,
mature hot chicks,
a B and a Shannon, but they're hot as fuck.
Yeah,
hot as fuck.
And like, you don't got to teach them anything.
No,
you teach them white pride.
Yeah, their expectations are so low. Natalie's got a world ahead of her.
Yeah, I mean, she honestly, Natalie should be with a better person right now. Anyway, let's get real. Let's just get real. So I'm debating that. That would be good if you guys live together, but you're not willing to give up your cat.
No, but wouldn't we be living in, like, separate quarters? Like, two separate apartments?
Well, it's not a
castle.
Yeah, it's
castle
upstairs and fucking downstairs.
Yeah, so I keep my cats in, like, my space. I'm a
maybe,
clean person.
Let me talk. I mean, they have sport as well. So sport might try to kill your cats.
So just keep them separate.
Their sport's old as fuck, so who knows? Let's see. We'll see what happens, Shannon. I don't know. Cannon, very happy to have you here, man. Really nice.
Thanks, man. Thanks for
finally,
having me.
Finally,
sorry, I'm just getting code fucking reds from my wife about how my son isn't listening.
How he's not listening?
Yeah, and he's smacking our cats. Speaking of cats.
Oh, nice. Oh, so that's borderline serial killer behavior.
Yeah, there's some parts of him, man, where I'm looking at him and I'm like, this guy might have a bleak future.
Hmm. Does he do weird shit?
Yeah, he's two.
And there's like a terrible twos situation.
I mean, it's
every kid acts like
an
asshole.
Beyond that. He just looks us in the eye and he's like, fuck you.
He doesn't care. Defiant.
Doesn't care. Yeah. I mean, he's a child. He's like, you know, I know where I get it. Like,
I've never had that problem with my child. I feel bad because I've never really had to. My kid is just perfect.
It really shows you what kind of path you would have been on had your just life not fallen apart at such an early age.
Yeah, if I wasn't abused and beaten down and fucking, if I was just raised by not even a good person, like just a person who just tried a little bit.
You'd be the head of Vulture.
I would be fucking crushing you right now. I would be trans. I'd be picketing against Dave Chappelle right now. Mm-hmm. What a life I would have. That's the future for our kids, right? It's like we have to teach them to be trans.
How to picket?
Oh. We have to, well, I mean, not necessarily trans per se.
Just pass.
We gotta teach them to be like fucking... There was an article today, maybe I saw it in the Facebook group, Shannon. I don't think it's in the notes, but talking about how lesbians are feeling pressure to hook up with trans women for fear of being called a bigot.
Well, that happens. Isn't there all a bunch of articles about how if you don't find trans women attractive, that it's being...
You're a TERF.
Yeah. Which there used to be, not even that long ago, where it was like somebody openly could be like, I'm not attracted to black dudes or black women. And then people are like, yeah, you're just not into that sexually.
Yeah.
And now that's like...
Lesbians feel pressured into having sex with trans women over fears of being branded transphobic, while those who refuse face death threats, claim activists. Wow. No, you're right about that. But it was sort of a faux pas even back in the day, because John Mayer got in trouble for saying
his
that.
Dick was racist.
Yeah, he said that's he right. was like, he was like, I'm not a white supremacist, but my penis is.
Dick is David Duke or something. Funny line too.
Yeah, he rules.
People gave him shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. He crushed so much hot puss too. Much hot white puss. Hell yeah.
And also prime. Like Jessica prime. Jessica Simpson in her prime.
Damn, dude.
Daisy That's Duke another, short wearing.
Another level. Good for him.
Thinking
God bless
tuna
him.
Is chicken, Jessica.
But yeah,
Simpson.
you have to pretend.
Technically, they were David Duke shorts.
But here's the thing. I mean, I guess is the argument. They don't even make the argument, right? I feel like they could make this argument that, like, okay, by not saying it, admit that just saying, like, hey, the reason we don't want you guys to have this conversation is because ultimately, we don't want to make these people feel bad. But you can't call me a fucking bigot for not wanting to put my cock inside of a chick who used to be a dude.
Not
That's
at all.
Crazy.
Into you know, a fashioned vagina.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no offense. I mean, Chappelle, that was like the funniest joke of the whole special to me, was the Impossible Burger about the pussy. Because it's like, listen, I'm all for you being a woman, you having equal rights, you doing whatever. But it's not the same. Like, I've been inside of a born vagina.
Ooh.
Also, like, how suggestible?
Even you, look at you being a pussy right now.
I'm not being a pussy.
Well, he's
I'm
being a pussy. Hold on, Shannon, hit the drop. He's being a pussy right now. He said a born vagina.
Yeah, not a fucking, not a knitted
you can say
vagina.
Real. You can say a real vagina. You can say a real vagina.
Organic, authentic vagina.
Nigga. Say real vagina. It's a fake vagina. I don't care.
It's a fashioned vagina.
Shannon's got fake tits. Shannon's got fake tits.
Yeah.
We make fun of them all the time.
Her tits are on PEDs, dude. They're not fake.
Let me tell you something. But we can't call it a fake vagina. That's racism. Or what is it?
Well, not because
racism.
That's like a fake vagina would be if you taped a fleshlight to your hip. Like, that's a fake vagina. If you
or
fashion
if you have
one,
your dick chopped up and fucking
it's
turned
real,
into
that's as real
an
as it
origami
gets, dude.
Vagina.
It doesn't have the inner workings of a real vagina.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's fashioned.
I think what you said, it's making people feel comfortable, which is fine, but what you're attracted to, what you're attracted to. That's why when you see shit like that, it's like two lesbians probably came out and said, I feel pressured to hook up. It's like, well, then do it. What can I tell you? Like that's the thing. It's never like, I think most lesbians are probably like, no, I'm just not going to do it.
But that's the problem, is you can't say it, right? So you can't. So just verbalizing it is enough to be labeled a bigot. Like, it's a real problem.
Yeah.
But then this is also kind of like woke smashing
into
woke.
Are you showing how lesbians have sex?
Yeah, just a real vagina and a fake one smashing
See,
up against
really
each other.
You can't really tell the difference.
But
or
also
like Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Exactly. But it's like, at what point then is it bigotry versus consent? So I have to go against what I'm attracted to fuck this person to make them feel like I'm not a bigot, even though I don't consent to mashing
Trannies
my clam.
Trannies are rapists.
Rape, rape.
Hell yes, Cannon, you're
rape,
onto something
rape.
Here.
Rape, rape on the first fucking date.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
But trans community.
But even that, it's like, so this is also a double down fucked up thing to say, but it's like, listen, the violence perpetuated against the trans community is obviously awful. Like, somebody that finds out you're a dude and then beats the shit out of you till you're dead, that should be eliminated. However, if you're hooking up with somebody and you don't reveal that you were born a man and are now a woman, that's kind of non-consensual
that
sex.
That guy should be able to get 30 minutes to turn your vagina back into a penis with his bare hands. That's it.
What, like Play-Doh?
You could fight him off. You could fight him as much as you want. But he's got 30 minutes alone with that fucking fake vagina.
It becomes
a
scene from Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
It's your dad's ghost behind you. As much as I agree with you,
yeah.
How many dudes that say they were tricked?
Oh, agree. Totally agree.
Had a pretty good idea, totally, and they were really rolling the dice on taking those jeans.
But that's like the gray area of the whole thing, right? Where it's like, hey, I know, but I don't want to know. And then that's fair for like, hey, those people are, they're whatever. They're going through what they're going through. But for somebody who like goes to Miami and sees an Adam's apple list 10 and are like, hell yeah, I'm going to have anal sex with this girl.
That's an Eve's apple.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to, you know? And then they're like, by the way, like, my name is Carlos. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, look, it is what it is. I just feel like you should be able to have a conversation have a real conversation. Why are we moving away from people being honest? I just don't understand that. You know, it's not a bigoted thing. It's a very specific thing. If you want to bang a tranny,
trans person,
well, trons. Because honesty
trons.
Opens.
What about a trans?
I feel like honesty opens up the potential for hurt feelings, and nobody wants to get their fucking feelings hurt.
Yeah.
At this point, so you have to memorize the script to be able to like move throughout the slalom course of hurting somebody's feelings.
The slalom course.
I think this extreme reaction comes out of like how much you have to admit how much these people were shunned for
100%.
Most of history. 100%. So now they're just course correcting and going, no. The minute
most of history, it's still happening.
But I'm just saying,
and
like,
it might be her story.
But
now,
that's what the whole effort's trying to be is making them feel like normal part of society, because it was like how many the normal joke was like yeesh, like with trans people for a long time.
But
and then you don't think it's changing now? You don't think that there's except more way
a
more
a long
acceptance?
Time? Yes, a long time and. For the next 50 or 100 years, yes, it will be a fight. But so we got to pretend it's not.
You're making the case right now.
We're all going, it's like, no, it's fucking completely normal. And by the way, I'm not saying it's like wrong. No. I'm just saying it's not normal. I also will say
not saying it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
But like when you saw the showrunner that headed the protest from Netflix and you saw that jawline. You're like, even the most progressive person saw that person in like the low cut shirt with no tits and went,
She looked like they were doing like rope, the tug of war with their dog.
It looked like a White as Kids You Know sketch.
It's a built in jowls.
Yeah, dude. It becomes this whole fucking weird battle and this whole thing. Like, but it's not real. Most people have the same opinion where they go like, yeah, all right, it's fucking kind of weird. Like, obviously, like if my son was trans, it would, you know, be earth shattering, but it would.
It just doesn't. Does it interest you, though? Like, that's why I lost interest mostly in the Chappelle special, where I was like, yeah, I think he's making some okay points. There's bits here and there. It was a little like spread out.
I made this point a couple episodes ago where I genuinely like trans issues like. I don't care. Like, I'm not saying like, oh my God, they should be eliminated from Earth. I'm saying I'm not fighting the fight either way. It's not my issue that I can, I'm not getting up in the morning going like, fuck, we gotta really fight for trans rights. And I'm also not getting up in the morning going like, trannies, gotta get them out of this country.
Right.
Right.
It's like that sort of a fucking thing that, you know, it's not my battle. Right.
The
internet exists. That's not a choice for a lot of people. Right. They have to sit and argue all the time.
But with Chappelle, isn't it at this point somebody doth protest too much?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's like somebody's
Eddie Murphy influence goes beyond the stage.
Did you see that 5 minute thing you just put out?
He's
hammered.
I saw most of it.
He was drunk, right?
I was drunk.
Like, dude, the stories of him being like a hardcore alcoholic right now are running rampant.
Pull up the Chappelle, the 5 minute video of him addressing the trans community. And he's just hammered. He's like, I'll talk to the trans community.
It's also, I know this has been said before, but it's like, you think he'd put out that special without realizing all of this would happen? All of this.
No, it's orchestrated.
100%.
That he just happened to put that out directly before this documentary tour he's about to do. Mm-hmm.
The guy's amazing, but a little bit up, like, so far up his own ass at this point. Like
agreed.
It's celebrity factor more than it is like comic. Like, when you watch a guy who like actually saying things that like kind of like old Chappelle is like Roy Wood Jr. now, where it's like it has all the coolness factor out the fucking window.
Well, let me tell you something, okay? There's no offense to Dave Chappelle, because Chappelle is great. Okay?
He's amazing.
But the most cringy ass part of that whole fucking special was when he's like, and what some would call the GOAT in reference to himself, and it's like, dude. That fucking sucks.
No, the problem is that it's not really brave. Like, what he's saying, like, he's saying, like, pretty basic ideas, right? Like, these whole, all these
front
trend jokes
of Reddit.
These are, like, really, like, basic. These are very simple jokes. And the reality is, like, he does a fucking stadium tour with Joe Rogan, and they collect $5 million each every time they get up on stage, right? Every time. It's wild. That's like, the amount of money, I'm telling you, it's probably close to that. Like, an insane amount of money every time they get on stage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fucking matter. It's not brave. Like when we're doing fucked up jokes, there's something where it's dangerous. We're giving up something.
You can become homeless.
I have genuinely, no, and I mean this, I've given up fucking television. I've given up industry. I've given up auditions. I've given, like, that's it. I've just given up. But I'm for a show like Legion of Skanks or Real Ass Podcast and the type of shit we do, I went down that path and I was like, that's going to be my path, right? Mm-hmm. But that's me giving up Netflix, me giving up fucking television, trying to do the Tonight Show. And look, I know the fucking joke is that I wasn't doing that anyway, but that's not true. I've done fucking a dozen TV shows. Sure. I've done a ton of TV. I used to go out for television all the fucking time. I've had tons of agents and managers. I've been on television shows and Last Comic Standing and Montreal Just for Laughs. I've done all the things that you're supposed to do as a young comedian, but
you were assaulted by a member of the industry.
I genuinely was. It was a fucking...
Is that true?
I mean, sort of. No, an agent, a gross...
Harvina female, Weinstein.
A gross female agent tried to fuck me, and she said she was going to sign me, and then I didn't fuck her, and then she didn't sign me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was... It was my personal He Too story. So, but yeah, I mean, look, the reality is, like, you know, there's nothing really great. Like, Chappelle's going to always have TV deals. He'll always 100%. Have Netflix deals. He'll always have... It's not really...
Making fun of gay people to a room full of black people. How's that going to go?
I just think it, like, and by the way, I think he's great, but I do feel like they're not like these amazing jokes. These are like pretty like basic jokes.
It's also not like really in-depth philosophy where you've heard some of his old stuff and it's so nuanced with history and like even current out of the box ideas and theories and stuff. And now it legitimately sounds like anybody. You're talking to anybody.
Pull up
and
the,
it's their basic take on trans
issues. Has anybody gotten better when they do arenas?
No.
Every comic in history,
it's a money grab.
The quality of their content goes down the bigger the room.
Yeah. What he's turned into, remember the Dane Cook problem after Dane Cook became the most famous comic in the country?
Kinison.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he was surrounded by, you know, guys like, you got it, boss. You're the boss. You know, you're funny as hell, when he was not saying funny shit. And everybody was, he had so many fans, and there were these rabid fans.
How dare you talk about Bobby Kelly that way?
No, but I think what's happening now is
yeah, your brother's going to make a great agent, dude. He's going to take great care of your money. Yeah, keep it in the family, dude.
An associate's in accounting, dude.
You can't
say he's in the fucking family.
You can't say it because Chappelle has that cool factor, but that's what's happening now. No, there's nobody to tell him, like, cut the shit. This is dumb.
Well, we said that about Schumer, right? So I don't think Schumer was stealing jokes. It's just that all of her cronies were around her realizing that these are been done bits, right? They've been done on other TV shows, other stand-up specials, but nobody wanted to tell her because nobody wanted to fucking piss her off or burn that bridge or whatever it was. Pull up the just Chappelle, I guess the little 5-minute thing of him drunk.
I mean, speaking of 2-year-olds, like telling somebody who is wildly famous that like what they're doing isn't great, they fucking are petulant children. Mm. Like they react with so much emotion and like, fuck you, look where I'm at, where are you at? Like, I've had that conversation with people before and it's never worth it.
Absolutely not. And he does a thing where, that's what I mean by the cool fact. Like, he just wants to hang out, that guy. Like, he just wants people to hang out with him till 11 in the morning, drinking, whatever it is. Because remember he had those parties that, in the city? He would have those, like, he called, like, the community.
He did 3 hours at the Cellar and then brought the Cellar to, like, the Box.
And then it was, like, Comedian's Ball and a bunch of comics there. And I went to it once. And he gives this speech. And it's, like, this, like, Bill Pullman Independence Day comedian speech where he's, like, we're comics. It's important. And I was a little bit drunk. And I'm, like, that sounds pretty, right.
Dave Chappelle, come do Legion of Skanks. If you're hold on, let me say this. If you're about that life, right? Yeah. If you're really about that life, come do fucking Legion of Skanks. Sit down with us for 2 hours and play the game that we play,
and see
if that's fucking what you want to do, or if you want to just go and say basic fucking the most basic ideas. Like, please pull up this thing because I keep on saying pull it up and you don't do it.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is that.
Oh yeah,
play it, please.
It's been said in the press that I was invited to speak transgender employees at Netflix, and I refuse.
He's lit.
That is not true. If they had invited me, I would have accepted it, although I am confused about what we are speaking about. I said what I said, and boy, I heard what you said. My God, how could I not? You said you want a safe working environment at Netflix. Well, it seems like I'm the only one that can't go to the office anymore.
I mean, it's like Clapter.
Yeah. Ooh, you're right.
Cool. I mean, it's just the most basic idea. It's like, you say you want a safe space, I'm the one who it's not safe for.
Listen, dude.
That's it. That's Dave Chappelle. That's crazy, dude. Chappelle is, is one of the greatest comics of all time,
ever.
Right?
He's my favorite comedian ever.
It doesn't really give you the right to fucking phone it in, though.
No,
it's
not
like,
at all.
I don't know. It's like, and then this is sort of the representative for like what edgy comedy is.
Dude, once you wear your own initial on your sleeve, you gotta fucking take a hike.
Nobody brings that up.
Yeah, why don't you have an LJG?
I am actually doing Real Ass Podcast crew neck shirts very soon.
But that's your show.
That is my show.
That's not your name. Not the name. Like having a C. That's like it just shows like kind of just what he.
I think Chappelle's incredible. I really do. But whatever's going on with him right now, he is really far up his own ass. You keep playing it for a minute, Shannon.
Oh, that it, even though the media frames this that it's me versus that community, it is not what it is. Do not blame the LGBTQ community for any of this shit. This has nothing to do with them. Yeah, it's about corporate interests and what I can say and what I cannot say.
Yeah, corporate interests.
I more or less agree with that, though.
No, it is. But who fucking cares? I don't know. It's like,
also, he contradicts himself because he said in the special, he's like how much he walked away from all that, right? I put $50 million on the table, and now he's like, I can't get into any festivals. And it's like, which one is it?
None of that's true. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do. Dave Chappelle could get into any festival, walk into any club. Yeah. He has deals with Netflix that are worth
a festival.
Tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this is not, we're, it's not.
I don't want to expose the comic who said this, but they said that picture of like Dave and Kanye and all comics at the stand just mean mugging at the camera. I'm like, is this a comedy show?
Right.
No one looks like they're having fun.
Right. None of it. It's so fucking serious.
Oh, hold on one second.
Cool factor.
Bad Doggy in the Racist Live Chat says, yeah, he has no right to phone it in like you're doing, Lewis.
Oh.
Ban Bad Doggy for one full week right now, Shannon. And I mean that from the Racist Live Chat. Did we figure out the banning? Did that get fixed?
I'm going to text Bobby and ask him.
No, because I'll fucking do it right now. Hold on.
Quick, Bad Doggy. Get in all you want to get in.
You better.
Quick.
B-H-A-D.
Write hateful things as fast as possible.
B-H-O-G-G-I-E.
That's the point of the chat.
I know.
No. Here you go, Bad Doggy. Here, we're banning. Ooh, and I know his email address too, Bad Doggy. I'm going to write you a nasty email. Okay, to ban this person. I banned him. Let's see if it worked, Shannon. Okay. Let's see if it worked. I bet it didn't. God damn it.
I don't know if he's phoning it in as much as he's just getting not a completely honest reaction from people in crowds. It's like, you know, we gauge our material based on how people are responding. So if you're constantly going into situations where everybody is cheering every word you're saying, be it funny or not, how do you have a truthful gauge of where you're at?
Yeah. I mean, look, that's I think the problem with just becoming famous in general, right? Yeah. That's sort of like, that happens. And don't get me wrong, like, I love performing to my audience way more than going to the stand and performing for some dipshit horse that is like, make me laugh, clown. Like, that is a fucking, like, I start to hate stand-up when I'm just doing spots around town. Like, I barely come into the city anymore at all because I feel like a fucking clown. I feel like I'm just going up there like a monkey to dance for these people who actually don't give a fuck, who aren't there to see me. They're there to see the collection of comedians for that evening. They genuinely believe that they're better than you in every way.
Sure.
And for me, that just doesn't feel like, that's not why I got into this. I can go on the road and perform, even if it's a fucking small room with 100 people. I'd rather perform for 100 people that fucking love me and that are into the type of comedy that I do.
Then you become David Cross. Like, you know, it's like eventually you're just preaching to the converted. And while that's fine, but you get a really honest gauge.
I agree. I just feel like comedy, it's not, I think this was 10 years ago, I would completely agree with you guys. And I say, well, no, you sort of have to suck it up and you go and you're trying to mix it up with different audiences, but it's become such a fucking weird environment with, if you're trying to do edgy jokes or fucked up comedy, regular people, they're not really ready for that. They're not trying to fucking, there's a problem. Like there's an issue with fucking like, people being very like overly sensitive and they're being trained to be like triggered by certain words. And I just feel like the lineups are reflecting it. The audiences are reflecting it.
But do you know what it gives you a good gauge is like if they, you feel judged, right? They look at you like they're better than you, which is totally true for the majority of audiences, but like, oh, not that they are better. I just thought that they felt that way. That's hilarious. But it does, like, if you then dehumanize them and just look at them as an applause-o-meter and not as people, then you get kind of a better 360 look at what you're presenting. So it doesn't, like, you know, that's kind of at least how I'm trying to take it, because I still love doing spots. And honestly, I just started selling, like, a little bit of tickets, and I still feel like people are more nervous for me than they are excited to see me on the road. But it's like, it's one of those things where it helps you write the bit from multiple perspectives if you're out there performing for people that just do not think like you.
I think even with the new audiences, it's still a necessary thing to do those spots, because I don't think it's across the board they're all like you're doing spots like that finding.
I know. Obviously, there's good shows still, but I've noticed it's become like more and more of just like, oh my god, these audiences are just fucking.
I think it's also the material, like, because I'm so fucking dirty on
you're
stage.
You're filthy, right? Zach.
And like, if you went to go see bands, it doesn't just say music,
right?
Like, there's a kind of music. What I do is probably akin to, like, going to see, like, a thrash metal band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As opposed to, like, going to see...
Right. That's a really great analogy, right?
Like, you go see comedy, but everyone that's in that room, when it just says comedy club... What they're expecting to see is what their version of comedy is.
Yeah. So that could be, but those people should be an 80s cover band of Billy Joel classics. It could be like,
and I just think I'm a genre at this
point.
But everybody has a clip of themselves
Cannibal
up on
Corpse.
The website.
I'm up here talking about fucking a nun to death.
Sepultura.
Yeah, dude. I'm not made for this fucking person who's trying to come out to listen to a fucking Billy Joel cover band.
Sure.
Simple as that.
But it's that person's fault for not using the computer in their pocket
to look it up, then half the clubs wouldn't exist because
everyone goes in thinking they're gonna see Eddie Murphy.
Okay, really quick, guys, we must talk to all of our potheads out there that are over the age of 21 years old. If you like to get high, you like to get fucked up, you like to get stoned, guess what? We got a way for you to do it legally. That's right. We have an amazing Delta 8 sponsor called Yo Delta. The makers of Yo Kratom, come Yo Delta. You can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 THC. It gets you high. Zach, I know you love the gummies. I smoke the vape. If you see me smoking a vape, I'm smoking Delta 8.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you can barely even tell the difference. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We've done the field research. It's awesome. And literally, Delta 8, it's like a change in one of the atoms of the carbon bond, some science term, but it's so close, I don't think you can really tell the difference.
Nobody can tell the difference. I ran out of weed. I was lying about this for months and saying that it was great, and I never even tried it. And then I ran out of weed one day, and I was like, well, I guess I have to try this Delta 8 shit. And I got baked out of my fucking mind, dude. Literally wake and bake. I was like, wow, this is incredible. I'm not bullshitting you guys. Trust me when I say this. They're going to be at Skankfest as well, giving out samples. This is what we're going to be smoking all over Skankfest. Just go right now to yodelta.com, grab anything, gummies, vapes, whatever you need, and if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your entire order. So once again, that is yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS, save 25%. It's already affordable as fuck, but go save some money and stock the fuck up. All right, where were we? All right, let's move on. Let's talk about some of these other things here. What is going on? I hate to get political here, but I keep on putting this Dr. Fauci murders dogs thing in my view, and I don't know exactly what it is. Shannon, can you give me a little bit of background on this?
Yeah. I didn't even know he played football.
So it says, anger is growing over revelations that the U.S. taxpayers funded.
Oh, no, hold on, Shannon. You know what? Hold on. It seems people in the Race Live chat do not like this conversation. We're going to continue with the conversation about comedy. No. That's the fucking attitude you cocksuckers want to have. Submit says, LOL is defending being complacent and not improving. Oh, have I really been complacent and not improved? You dickhead who subscribes to my fucking content. You fuckface.
Just add the camera.
I did the magic trick. Didn't.
You don't want to perform in a vacuum because everyone just agrees with everything you said.
I love that Lewis's fans check him. They're like, we'll give you an honest interpretation of what you're saying.
Fucking cocksucking motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, then Chappelle's like, and Hannah Gadsby's not funny. And I was like, yeah, he's so fucking... We've been saying this business is funny for 3 years.
But didn't
for 3 years, we've been screaming it from the mountaintops.
But didn't that actually just depress you that he said it now? Like, that shows how...
Oh, God!
Kind of, it's not an edgy an edgy take, dude. It's actually just kind of a shitty thing for somebody at your level
to say. Punching like, down it's, in a way.
He waited for her to shit out about after that. The
I just think
special.
It's shitty that you're the biggest comedian in the world and you're just saying it about another comedian... For no real reason. Yeah. It has no impact on
him. No. She came at him.
No, I know. But who cares?
She came at him.
Be like Eminem, dude. Dismiss that shit. It doesn't even reach you. You're
Eminem,
the god.
Eminem is the most petty motherfucker.
Sure.
If you mention his daughter, he will write
Twitter
thousands of hours of verses.
Why aren't you campaigning for that on Legion of Skanks? Get him on Skanks.
Haley, your daughter Haley's a pig. Come at us.
I think it's worse when you try to say you want to slide inside.
I'm going to slide inside of your daughter Haley.
I love you, Marshall. Big fan.
Yeah, you think he's
going to But he's one of those guys.
That's the way to do it. I got to go after Marshall Mathers.
That's right. Not Eminem.
Ooh.
The person.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it takes a lot for people to poke him. A lot of rappers come at him often, and he doesn't respond to the majority of them. MGK was a whatever, and it's like, you know, it takes quite a bit for things to build until it reaches him. For Chappelle, it just struck me as odd for him to have all of these takes, this sincere thing, I'll come to meet you, but I'm not being summoned, I'm this, I'm that, and by the way, that bowling pin of a comedian is not funny.
I think he also thinks of himself, like, even how he dresses, like he's like a general or something, where it's like this, he's like commanding the army.
This conversation does stink us.
So, look, Fauci, what happened,
Shannon?
Well,
you were most of it, so fuck you.
I got fired up.
Shannon, what happened with Fauci?
Do you want to see Eminem's daughter real quick?
I know what she looks like. She's hot. I follow her on Instagram. Look at that fucking thick doggy.
Dang.
Wood smash. Damn, look at her tits.
She looks exactly like him, which is actually a dream come true.
Are those fake tits?
I'd tell her how lyrical complex she is. While
dude, that's
1999. Michael is freaking out right now.
Oh, my God.
Those have to be fake tits, right?
No. You ever see her mom?
No.
Her mom's got the goods. Like, if she wasn't such an 8 Mile slam pig, she'd be really attractive. But she has, like, those comma eyebrows that were drawn on with a Bic pen.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. Haley's fucking... Mm-hmm. Wow. Thick. Love it.
She's what? Like, 20...
25.
25.
She's fucking... old. She's up there now. She's ready.
She's starting to rot.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
So, the The White Coat Waste Project alleges that Fauci sent $375,000 to a Tunisian research lab where beagle puppies were force-fed a new drug. They also allowed sand flies to eat them until they died, and once they died, they just dissected them.
So Dr. Fauci sent $375,000 to this facility?
Yeah, to this research, the White Coat Waste Project.
Wow.
So it's this like...
Is that an offshoot from Bad News Kennels?
The NIAID provided this grant to a lab in Tunisia.
It's
Do you care?
Is it known to be a fact that this happened, or is it just they're just saying that, like on Twitter or some bullshit.
It's political shit. Okay, so
they're
exactly, this is exactly what I thought it was. When people are like, dude, you gotta talk about Fauci, dude. Fauci lies, dogs die, bro. Like, okay, was Fauci killing dogs? Like, yeah, dude, Fauci's out there fucking killing beagle puppies. And then you do even a second of research and you go, oh, whatever organization he's involved with gave a grant to some fucking thing.
Right.
They probably didn't do their due diligence, and these people are doing fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But it's a giant fucking jump. I mean, if you were to look at every grant that's ever been given from every organization to everything, there's a bunch of that.
Bunch of evil shit.
There's a bunch of fucking dogs being killed all over the place.
Yeah. Sephora used to put, like, mascara on ferrets and rabbits and shit. To death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah. I want to know what the experiment was, though, because it looks like the dogs' heads are in things, and then they just have sandflies eating them.
Is there
so
more?
I don't know what the experiment is other than, hey, you know, it'd look really badass. if a dog had just a skull and then regular body.
Can we filming a dog version of Saw?
Is there any more information or any more videos or picture of what
that's like
what
Mars
was?
Attacks.
It says that it was a contract for preclinical pharmacology and toxicology services as required in animal models by the FDA. So they're basically, they were testing a drug for a certain disease. And apparently they always, you know, have to test on animals beforehand. Yeah,
but their point is that it's dogs and that's puppies. Why it's so awful.
Yeah. But why do we put puppies on a pedestal all the fucking time? All
because
the time
they're in our homes.
And they're
more than,
and they're magical.
All this is it kind of just lends credibility to the shadow government and like that there's more going on that we know about. And it's like, yeah, hasn't everybody made peace with that? Like, don't we know that there's just terrible
some people
things happening
don't.
All the time?
Some people don't think the government is up to no good. Some people are like, no, the government's completely...
Who are those people? I don't believe that any of those people exist. Unless they work for the government.
No, dude. You talk to fucking... I'm telling you right now. You talk to some fucking Hollywood actory types.
Right.
Dude, they genuinely... Like, they live in a world where they're like, yeah, no.
But for this show, I am considered a libcuck retard or whatever. Yeah. At least that's what I hear in my Twitter every time. And I have never in my life... said that. Like,
I think we just met two Canadian fellas who were pretty goddamn comfortable with whatever the government wanted.
Dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Kenny and Spenny were like, no, the government's great.
Why would the government want to ever hurt anybody?
Because what are you talking about? We have all day to just prank each other. The government's got our back. Yeah. We're living in a world where we can just prank each other for fun. And then, you know, they came and gave us a TV show about it.
I don't get the Fauci. That, like, you're like the fans of the show are going, Fauci. Everybody's going after this talking point of like that he's some kind of why they go why did
what does he have
Fauci?
To do with the NCISACCB
donated money or his NIH, company donated money.
Can I get a coffee as well? I know somebody out there can
but I think all me. He is like the president is the figurehead,
right?
So he's not pulling the levers as much as people like to believe, but he is going out there taking
if
tomatoes
you want,
to the face.
And this is what happens is people that hate Fauci, right? And by the way, I don't fucking dude, Fauci has the vibe of like a doctor that you'd pay off like before you go to court to say that like you really can't work.
Yeah,
right?
Like doesn't a face, he... like a court.
He's not
absolutely.
Like he's a shady motherfucker, obviously, right?
But she couldn't breathe that well before they dated.
But he like the people that hate him. I mean, if you're looking for, and this is with anybody, if you're just looking for it, you can paint any picture that you want of anybody. Yeah. And this is just the connection that they made. That, but they're acting like Fauci was out there fucking snapping puppy necks.
Right.
Well, even if he was, what does this really prove?
Is that the next thing Shannon has is him snapping puppy necks. We're really going to have to tread back.
But he also, the thing about it is that this guy's been around for 35 years. He was involved in the AIDS crisis. And only now, because of the way that the world is now and the country is now, now people are like, fuck this guy because he's on the opposite news that they don't watch, which is such fucking garbage.
The Hood has been saying fuck Fauci for a long time.
What else? What other news do you have, Shannon?
So it said domestic dogs are their main reservoir host in Tunisia for this particular disease, which I will try to say, visceral leishmaniasis, which infects an estimated 50,000 to 90,000 people a year and is fatal if left untreated. So what they were doing was they were trying to get to the point where they can vaccinate people against this disease. The study involved 12 dogs that were let out in an enclosed open space during the day and during high sandfly season.
High sandfly
like season. Still had a good Jesus. Life.
Which I'm is so how it's here. Transmitted.
What is the sandflies eat you?
They bite you.
It does bother me that they used purebred beagles. Like, right. They could have just used some, you know, long-nippled mutt that they found on the side of the road in Tunisia.
They should have used pit bulls.
Yeah.
The worst breed of all.
Why don't they? I mean, I guess that's fucked up, but it's like taking an ex-fighting dog and just being like, all right, your life is over. Why don't we just experiment on you for the rest of it?
I think
we should do that with ex-fighters.
Just experiment on
them? Hey, fucking marble
brain
mouth.
Trauma and shit. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I, Look, I,
So what it turns out to be is exactly what you thought, where the one they're saying,
they're just trying to connect the dots. And fine, sure, connect the dots. I'm sure there's...
Did you say 12 dogs?
There's way worse shit.
12 is what we're upset about?
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you
Fauci... I thought they were going to say like 1,000.
I bet you Fauci and his organization have done substantially worse.
Way worse.
Way worse.
Way worse.
I think we're experimenting with human lives right now during this whole pandemic, so...
I think China is.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like... that this isn't the thing that I'm gonna fuck.
You know, it's like China didn't provide the bodies for the puppies exhibit.
The thing about it is, like, he's like a doctor is in the public eye, right? Do you really think he has malicious intent? Like, is that what everybody's saying? Is that what you really? Do you honestly believe this guy's trying to pull a fast one, or do you think he's just getting attacked because he's the one saying the mandates and things people don't agree with? But in his, he's still a fucking medical doctor.
What it is. He is the restrictions personified.
So right.
He is like, do you remember that guy?
He's Mr. Mandate.
Do you remember that guy who was Martin Shkreli?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like.
He bought the Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, the Farmer Bro.
Farmer Bro. But
he jacked the price up on the HIV medication.
Yeah. And so everyone was like, this guy is the fucking devil. But really, it's like, no, that's what those pharmaceutical companies do.
He was just a face for it.
You finally had a person that you went, oh, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
And Fauci is sort that of person. The, you're like, you're like, right. We don't have anybody to be like, fuck you, I got to wear a mask.
Yeah.
After I got a fucking vaccine, I got to wear a mask, and I got to fucking go, what else do I got to do? And then you have a person in front of you, you're like, oh, I can fucking fight you. You're the guy that I want to fucking kill right
and
now.
And if that's not completely orchestrated, like... That guy we can hate. The family that fucking invented OxyContin.
Right.
Fuck, they can't be sued anymore.
Well, they put these people out as lead blockers. Like, I guarantee that the corporate entities behind him are funneling the outrage directly towards him because then they don't get touched. Martin Shkreli or whatever is an independent.
Is he still in jail?
I think he is for something different. But he's like an independent dude where it's like he bought the pill, he raised the price. So all of a sudden, even the corporate assholes that have been doing the exact same shit are pointing all the fingers at him being like, look at this piece of shit. And it's like, actually, he's a product of the system. The system has been created.
You've been doing it the whole time.
Absolutely destroy sick people.
To end up in jail, I feel like it's pretty fucking difficult.
That's for fraud, though, financial fraud.
I know, but like, I just feel like you gotta like, I've never ended up in jail, and I'm not a very moral person.
Stunning.
It really.
I think the guy actually wasn't a great dude. Like, he was pulling some shit, and when he did jack up the price, didn't he jack it up way beyond even the corporations do? Not that that's not similar.
I don't know if it's way more, but it definitely was like 1,000%.
Like,
there was no person before that.
There's no regulation.
There was no that you could attack. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, yeah, whatever, dude. I guess fucking arrest Fauci or don't. I don't know. I'm not.
I don't care.
I can't. It's just people are always looking for the connection, and if they do it with Biden, they do it with Trump, they do it on both sides. They're just like looking for like. All of these evil things to put up.
Dude, how annoyed are you, though, that every president from now on is going to be called the worst president in the history of the United States?
Of course.
Like, we've done that thing where we've said the worst insult to each other, so we have nothing else. We have nowhere else to go, so it's just a cycle of saying the same awful shit. And it's like, Trump, he was the worst president of all time. And then Biden, it's the same exact dialogue.
And then Trump again, probably.
God willing. But, you know, it's like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? And it's just an endless cycle of fucking dummies just shouting at each other.
I don't know if we did this on the show. Did we read Trump's statement on Colin Powell's death?
Oh, my God.
No.
Shannon, if you could bring it up. It made me miss him. Because it's so funny. It's so shitty and petty and cunty. And I read it and I was like... Aw, Donnie's. If you can find it, it's so fucking funny.
It's funny that, if Ryan Seacrest, like another reality show host, wrote something like that, he'd be like torn off the, like, you know, torn to shreds. It's so hilarious that, like, this guy.
What is insane what you're reading,
please. This is what people love him for. This is what they love.
Wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of destruction, to be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino. If even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
I don't even understand that statement.
Rhino is Republican in name only, right?
Yeah.
Is that what, yeah. Because now that they've completely...
Oh, he's calling him a fake Republican.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, just insulted him for a paragraph and then went, anyway, rest in peace.
Sleep easy.
What? Doesn't it make you miss him?
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
It's very funny.
And they had to put that from the desk of the former president.
Well, that's what's kind of... I mean, this just speaks to the media in general and how we kind of just rely on Trump for ratings. It's like, he doesn't have Twitter... And this shit gets way more play than pretty much anything. Like, this gets broadcasted by every fucking idiot journalist that's against him, for him, etc. And it's like, oh, so you guys are giving him a platform. Like, this is all phony. It's all fucking fake. You have no interest in suppressing his voice, only when it doesn't suit your financial needs. So then you boost it up whenever you guys need a fucking click or two on your article.
Isn't he starting his own... You guys know about that, right?
Yeah, Truth App, social. Bro.
Yeah, what's it called? Truth.
I already got 150,000 followers. <on that.
laughs> But they already hacked it. Didn't somebody? Somebody already hacked it.
Yeah.
Getting way too political.
You're right.
We're getting way too political right now. I just found myself checking out. Oh, do we have a new political? We have a new
it's
drop.
Not what I remembered it being the political
I've
alarm.
I've never even heard that one. I've never heard that drop.
I thought that was just a clip from Dave's show.
Oh, it's
political.
Oh,
it actually froze.
No, I love that. Can we use that as the?
Wait, I want to see what it actually is supposed to be. Hold on.
That was cool, though. It sounded like a political alarm.
That's what it's titled. Here I go.
Political alarm. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I remember it now.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Say, now, let's fucking remix. Chill. Let's chill.
Sure.
Let's chillax.
Please. You guys are fucking, you know. You're going down a path.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to fucking pump the brakes.
I would like everybody to know that I've never had confidence in a single opinion I've ever had. So be mad at me, I guess. I also don't agree with that guy.
All right, let's lighten the mood in here a little bit. 48-year-old woman suffers horrific burns all over her body and face after her husband accidentally lights her on fire.
Accidentally.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
Real last dude of the week right there. Accidentally. I'm telling you right now, I've said this for a long time. You could accidentally hit your girlfriend probably 2 or 3 times a month. Right in the face.
Yeah.
You know? Just see it right there? Just yawn. Oh, psh.
Just hit it.
Like, oops, sorry, babe. I didn't see you there.
That's the best part about having Tourette's. Just the kind
or night terrors.
Of glancing domestic violence.
Night terrors. You can probably get away with choking her like twice.
You could accidentally walk.
Mother!
You could accidentally walk into the female locker room at the gym probably once a month or so.
Sure.
Just look down at your phone.
You probably just go from. There's probably guys who like serially do that. Serially. I don't know if that's a word.
For sure.
But they probably go from gym to gym and then pretend they. Made a mistake, and then...
I mean, once a month or so, I say you could probably get away with it. Any more than that. But, I mean, somebody's going to catch on eventually.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know this is like in typical Scam That Jew fashion, it's because I've done it. I've accidentally walked into the female locker room because I'm staring at my phone, not paying attention to whatever gym I'm at.
And it then does I walk happen. In, and then right.
Banned from the Upper West Side
then
Equinox.
I'm amongst naked hot women.
And then you're like... Something's not right in here.
It's also the best. It's the best fucking breed of women to see naked. They're all at the gym. They're all fit. They're all fucking.
Some of them are trying.
So how did this guy accidentally do this? They explain it.
All right. Can we take guesses? I'm thinking cooking accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Filling up the car or lighting a fart on fire.
You're saying like gasoline filling up the car.
He thought she was the car.
Yeah.
And he just fucking.
Or he was filling it up and he accidentally sprayed her and she was like smoking or something.
I think that she was...
Like that Zoolander scene where they're having the gasoline fight?
She was lighting a cigarette, and then he decided that it was time to start using aerosol hairspray on her hair. He's like, babe, your hair.
Aquanet?
Maybe.
I think it's got to be cooking. It's got to be.
It was an accident. He accidentally...
I think he just missed the barbecue, hit her foot, and then threw a match.
Yeah.
So they were cooking in a fire pit in the backyard.
Yeah,
she brought meat in from outside and brought it, and she was putting it on the grill right at the same moment he was spraying lighter fluid, and she, quote unquote, lit up like a match.
Whoa.
I was right.
I think he read this article because you quoted three different lines from the article, you fucking cocksucking motherfucker.
That's so good.
She didn't say she lit up like a match.
It's how I would light my wife on fire.
He's a, you're a journalist. Yeah.
So this is how they looked beforehand.
Oh, she was hot too.
Oh, she's fucking beautiful. I mean, look at that. Look at his face.
Yeah, he's a, what a dark.
Like, I want her to look more like me.
He looks like Bam Margera's uncle.
Holy
remember
shit.
Remember that dude?
Don Vito?
Yes.
Dude, he's fucked up looking, dude.
And then this is shortly after the incident.
No. Oh!
It's Beetlejuice!
Oh my God.
She looks like me.
Her lips look
awesome.
Oh
my God. Oh my God.
She looks like a Gomez now.
She looks like a Gomez.
That turned off the HDMI
connection. So she died.
Oh, it's coming back. No, no, she didn't die. She's living.
No.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, she didn't.
Yes. She just cries blood now?
It's like a vampire.
Oh, my God. Sorry, that's so fucking sick.
She cries
every
blood like
a... Every
time
she smiles, it sounds like you're like, a bag of chips.
Like a possessed Virgin Mary statue.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Dude. She was cute,
this
too,
is dude. After, like, hundreds of surgeries to get her to this point on the screen right now. And she still has
hundreds,
yeah. She still has several more to go.
Oh hey, man, just go to Washington and have them inject you with death.
Yeah.
It's legal to get suicide
crazy,
there.
Dude.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. I would not, like, if I saw myself like that, I'd be like, hey,
I would.
That's that.
How are you not just jumping out a window?
No, that's not true. You would want to.
Well, I'd want to
have
hang
a child.
On.
You have a child.
Actually, to be honest, that probably would land me a Netflix special. So if I could somehow.
I would
be a crispy chicken nugget.
You're just like, you only have.
If you look like that for your comedy special, like, what would you call it?
He's on fire.
It's got to be the shoes.
He's on fire.
You have 1 week per year where they get to wheel you under your front porch on the week before Halloween, and you get to just.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Stare out, and everyone's like, what a great thing that is right there. But
like
the
you
rest
just become
of the time,
decorations?
Yeah, you become decorations.
Oh my God. And that is. That's a nightmare.
That is
like
sad.
That is so sad.
That is sad. It's even worse because it's a woman.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter how great her personality is.
I have a guy
is.
Friend who's like 80% burned.
But I, if he's funny, he still fucks some hot chick.
He's a great drummer.
Great drummer.
Dude, he gets hot ass. Like, yes. I'm not even kidding. And
because
he
women
had it too.
Women look past.
That deserves some kind of drama.
That's great. That's like the guy. Do you know the guy on the subway that's all burnt up?
Yes.
And he's like made a full on career. He walks around with like a cardboard
and no
his
hands.
His article
right?
about him getting burnt, no hands. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then he goes around.
The article. I remember the article.
And then, but he walks around with the article and shows people and just goes up and down, and gets money on the train. He must have. Because that was like 20 years ago. So I think he's been doing it since then.
God,
and he's not even, he's like Clooney compared to that lady. It's like
buddy,
insane.
Nobody reads newspapers anymore. Can you give me a link to Daily Mail or something? Because I'm not, this is very strange.
Just trying to punch the enter button.
At that point, I got to be honest, I'm committing suicide. I'm killing myself at that point. Because also the surgeries, every day is taken up by another surgery.
Yeah. I got
to
be honest.
I hate going to the doctor in general.
Kill myself.
Yeah. So imagine if you woke up every day and you looked like that and you know I have to go to another surgery that'll just not even fix this completely. That's fucking awful.
Yeah.
So she has a TikTok account and a YouTube page where she does makeup tutorials. I have a
still?
No.
Still?
Can I say this? Can I be honest with you?
Did she have it before?
Listen,
I don't think so.
I don't want to make fun of this woman's burnt head.
No.
I will feel bad. I mean, let's see it for
I
a second.
Do.
I feel bad.
This yeah, I was gonna say.
What are you
yourself.
Kidding me?
Here's what I've learned.
It's like painting on a coconut.
Through the years of doing this podcast, I've learned.
I was like, when you're too lazy to carve a pumpkin, so they just put a face on it.
And it's on fucking November 1st.
She's promoting self-love with her page and her videos.
Actually, there she's starting to kind of look back.
Yeah.
Like the moon. There her face is starting to look like the actual moon.
She looks like Steve Bannon.
The uninostril is rough.
Steve who?
Bannon. What's his name? Bannon?
Yeah.
Who? The guy who used to play...
For Trump? The Trump guy?
The guy who used to turn into the Hulk?
No, that's David Banner.
You gave yourself that, huh?
Yeah.
That's a callback. He deserved it.
Okay. Okay.
It's a callback to Friday's episode.
Shut up, bitch.
Jesus.
I'm a time traveler. Welcome to life.
But that's at least like I can see.
I really have just become mean to Shannon. Like, shut up, bitch. Shut
it
up.
Was so much.
There was no nuance.
Shannon loves it. Shannon, do you like when I just tell you to when I just completely say shut up like that?
No, I'm not going to talk to you. You do your show.
Oh,
dude, can I tell you something? So I've been re-listening to old episodes of YKWD for whatever reason, just going back in time. I listened to the origin story.
Oh, remembering what Hope sounded like?
Yeah, exactly. It's very funny, actually, to kind of like see where everybody's at and where they were. And like, I remember back then feeling like a ton of empathy for Kelly and being like, I think Lewis is like super hard on her, man. And now that I have some space and I'm listening and I'm like, every piece of harassment was earned.
Yeah.
Every moment of it
she
was
stunk.
Earned, dude.
She stunk.
I love Kelly. Still, if I saw her to this day, give her a big hug. But that, like, listening to it with all this kind of perspective, it's like, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, that was great. If you guys want to listen, go listen to old YKWDs on YouTube. Anything with me, Joe List, Dan Soder, the original regulars. It was really fun.
It makes me understand why people are so angry that I'm on the show now.
Yeah. It does stink. You and the blonde chick, Gabby. Wow.
Man. Well, I have no control over that.
Man, has that fallen off. No, I'm kidding. Bobby's great. YKWD is great. Bobby's going to call me. He's like, dude, why are you fucking trashing my podcast and your fucking podcast? We pick each other up.
It's the best.
We fucking pick each other up. That's what fucking friends do. But I guess that's what you don't fucking do for me.
Also hearing
I'm gonna need a pickup truck.
Also hearing people like Lauren just getting a divorce and being like, oh, you have a crush on Dave Smith, and it's like, that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
you're right. Fuck yeah.
All right, let's see this burnt makeup.
Can we see? I feel really bad for this woman.
What I remember of it is going up sort of like a mat.
Oh my god. Can like you contour so a charcoal
fast.
Briquette?
It was just like, oh.
She's like Wendy Williams.
She looks like a currently hotter Wendy Williams.
It, of course, crushed my confidence. And I thought I would never want to be seen in public again. But now, just with makeup that I love.
I think this is the only time I'm for a makeup tutorial. If this helps this lady, go for it.
I got to be honest. I've seen much more unattractive women than her.
I absolutely
I've had sex with more unattractive women than her.
I don't let a single day pass without.
She does look like uncooked chicken.
Because it has made such a difference.
Man, that's so rough.
I am Tanya Meisenbach.
I got it. All right, we got it.
I feel bad.
Them titties didn't get too charred.
Hey, fuck it. I'd smash, though. I'd give it to her. Good for her. Good for her for having the confidence. Because what I would truly live my life in the sewers, like a mole person.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very
just
least.
Feeding on rats.
Yes, I would I would completely lean into my burnt lifestyle.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I would dance around a fire at night.
Yeah, but at least you could wear like one of those Ninja Turtle masks or what Kanye's wearing
town now. I'd wear like the bag over my head with like a rope. I would terrorize
you
people.
You could switch it up. You could get a Squid Game mask going on.
I also wouldn't if I the only enjoyment that I would have as being a burnt person would be the pure terror that I could wreak upon children, just fucking whoever I encountered. So I would try to do it in a way where I would dramatically take off the mask and be like, ah!
God.
I'd have a bunch of worms in my mouth. Like, blah, 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 little fallout bugs.
Tell them Large Marge.
That used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid.
You're welcome to the sea train. Blah, 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 blah.
You could do a showdown with you and the other guy.
Yeah,
it would
be
hands
the
guy.
Most fun in the fucking world to be a true nightmare
is
for
that,
people walking by me.
Is that illegal?
To terrorize people
to
with your face,
but
no.
To scare, like you're kind of just making noises.
No, people do it all the time for like internet videos,
right?
They just scare. You ever see the guy who dresses up like the tree? I actually like watching those. The bush guy, and he's in the potted plant, and then people walk by and he scares him. I don't think he
gets
arrested.
I've been really enjoying TikTok pranks that result in a punch in the face.
That guy gets punched, or
awesome.
Whatever the one I'm watching. That guy gets punched all the time.
Every prankster. Including and especially Michael T. Feeney should be absolutely rocked.
Is he a prankster, Michael T. Feeney?
He's a huge prankster. Huge prankster.
Oh boy!
What kind of pranks does he do?
It's very innocuous. It's not too bad. Oh, he'll like, okay, he'll like pretend we're about to get into a car accident all the time and then film you.
Oh, that you would know, if that was all the time, that would just be like.
My friend used to do this really funny thing, and you should also maybe take this with you, is we'd drive through an intersection or something like that, like, you know, on a 40-mile-per-hour road, and he'd just kind of look and go, like, at the window that
you're also at,
so act like you were getting T-boned by a car, and it fucking scared the piss out of me every time.
Dude, we used to do a great show. Scare Tactics. Now it's back on. It was hosted by Tracy Morgan.
And, Scare Tactics.
Yeah, dude, it was.
It was pretty good,
bad, right?
Dude, yeah. It was.
You and your friends are coming home in a. There's a Walmart truck behind you.
We used to do a thing when I was younger. We would go to parties, and then there'd be like a girl there, and one of our friends knew the prank where you would say to the girl like, "Hey, go over to that guy and ask him, like, how far his dad can kick a soccer ball." And she'd be like, "No, I'm not doing it, whatever." And then you would convince her to go over. She'd go over, and it'd be your friend, and he knew the prank. So she'd go, "How far can your dad kick a soccer ball?" And he's like, "The fuck is your problem? My dad has no legs." Mm-hmm. And it worked every time. Like, you make people cry, and I felt bad every time. Hilarious. But it was fun, yeah.
That's funny.
It was like 16 years old.
What were you saying about Scare Tactics?
No, it's just hilarious. It's have you not seen it?
I've never
seen
it. It's great.
It's on Netflix now. It used to be on like Spike TV. I want to say
there's a really good Haunted Doll one,
dude. It's just fucking. It's like a high budget. It's almost like it's a high budget prank show, like scary prank show, but almost like a low budget version of Punk'd, right? Yeah. So they didn't do crazy shit. So instead of Ashton Kutcher, it's fucking Tracy Morgan, and you set up your friend. And it's just fucking, I mean, the one prank, like, you're showing up for a job interview, right? Like, oh, yeah, you're going to, like, test this science-y shit, right? And then, like, you go in the room, and then, like, an alarm starts going off, and a gas starts coming through the thing. It's like, we can't do it. We have to lock it down, the gas. And you just watch these people start to lose their fucking minds, dude. They think they're about to die.
I saw the alien one. I think when it was first around, they had an alien one.
Yeah.
Where there's somebody who was like getting a tour of some kind of like facility, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, they basically an alien, a little alien pops out." And then and all these people fucking freak out.
So fucking funny, dude, just watching people like about to cry.
Dude, there was one with a girl comes to be a babysitter at like a mansion, and it's this creepy little girl, and they're like, "Yeah, you know, her sister just passed away. She fell off the balcony." And then they're she's like, "Yeah, people are coming." The mom's like, "Yeah, people are coming to take some of the sister's toys to charity." And then there's like a creepy like big doll. And she's like, "I thought we were donating that doll. Why is it back here?" And then they have a midget dressed as the doll push somebody off the balcony in front of the lady. Dude, this chick is shitting.
It's all on Netflix right now. The whole series on Netflix.
I gotta check it out.
And I was watching it with my son the other night. It's, they curse like it's adult, you know what I'm saying? But it's like really fucking funny.
Who's the host now?
It's just old. It's the old one. Well, it's Tracy Morgan still. It's just so fucking funny to watch people lose their minds and fear death in a very, very real way.
It's awesome.
I ended up watching last night the first 8 minutes of Freddy vs. Jason with James. And the first scene is just a beautiful, big-titted, fake-breasted woman who just strips down naked. So within 30 seconds, I go, flamp.
I hate to break it down. He saw it.
No, he didn't see because I saw what was going on, and then I remembered. I was like, dude, this shit gets naked. Because it's almost...
How old is he?
Eight.
Yeah.
It's almost a throwback. What they're doing is like they're making fun of like how every, you know, Jason movie started off with a girl with big fake tits getting into a lake late at night with where her boyfriend's missing somewhere. So I saw it happening, so I covered his eyes, but he definitely was trying to see. He's like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh no, they're showing nudity, James. You can't see nudity." He's like, "What's nudity?"
Like, just playing dumb.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we ended up watching.
Poor kids need to cover his eyes every time he comes. I'm gonna.
Don't look at me.
But he watched the first scene. He gets so like, oh, like he really. Like, I'm like, James, it's fake. It's not real. Like, but he just got.
Same thing about those tits.
When you're eight, when you're eight, you're not. Come on.
I couldn't wrap my head around being scared of a movie when I was eight. Like, I couldn't be scared of a movie.
Well, you get a horror movie for the first.
Maybe that's what it was.
I grew up.
It might have been.
Yeah, I grew up with all like older boys in my neighborhood, so I saw like Chucky at five.
Yeah,
like you know, shit. I
saw all of those movies when I was a kid. It was. Freddie was always laughable to me. And from when I was my son's age, that was nothing. You'd have to really get to some like dark demonic shit.
Yeah.
Really like just the imagery would have to really fuck you up in order to like really do anything. But
I've been trying to think of movies that James could like that has no nudity. I think Scream has no nudity.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Scream might be, and Scream's pretty fucking good.
It'll be, I think that'd be pretty scary for 8 years.
I said Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is freaky.
I just gotta not be lazy, and I should make edits of these movies where he could watch them. I should
make? You're gonna re-edit?
What are you, Blockbuster in the 90s?
No, but you could definitely torrent the TV version.
Fucking John Carpenter over here. No, I'm gonna bring in my own art director. Yeah. And,
no, you could definitely torrent like the TV edit of stuff.
You don't know how to do that. That's true, yeah. Well, all right, so there was the scene in Beethoven 2nd, there's a rape scene. And Beethoven 2nd.
What?
Yeah.
Is it a dog rape scene? What is it?
Yeah, it's the girl's like 15 and she goes to a party with all these kids who are drinking, and then the guy like locks the door and starts to like grab her.
Pull that up.
Pull it up. We've talked about it on the show, but pull it up anyway.
In Beethoven 2nd?
Yeah, when your kid starts watching the Beethoven series, you're going to be sitting there watching Beethoven 2nd. And because we come from a rape culture generation, no, we recognize what's happening.
Yeah.
Pull it up. You can pull it up for a second. We recognize the moment that this guy's about to start date raping. You're like, oh, shit. So I stopped it, and I was like, James, we're going to fast forward to this part of the movie. I distracted him or whatever.
Yeah. Somebody puts a roofie in a slice of turkey.
When you ever see crazy. What's the Invisible Man movie with Kevin
Hollow
Bacon?
Man.
Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Hollow Man, he rapes somebody in Hollow Man.
Yeah, he totally rapes her, and she's wild hot.
Yeah.
She's super hot. But he also scares the shit out of a kid similar to your burn face, where he's in like the back of a cab with tape over his face and he has no eyes or mouth. And so he just pulls up his eyeglasses and just goes and he's just see through and the kid like shits himself.
Wait, he invisible rapes?
Oh yeah.
Invisible rapes.
The move.
Let's see. Somebody wants to know, Triangle in the racist live chat wants to know, why the hell can James not see tit? My dad watched Old School with me and my brother when we were 6 and 7.
And now you like this show.
Yeah, you're in a racist live chat trying to convince us to let children see tits.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm good.
Dude, let's show some kids some tits. Nothing happened to me at all in my childhood that makes me think in a fucked up way.
I think my first was...
Username N-word destroyer says...
I mean, look, here's the thing. Like, if he just happened to, like, he was looking at art the other day, like, almost like gothic art with Natalie on the computer. There was, like, I guess a tattoo artist that did, like, Halloween-y sort of, like, gothic art.
Yeah.
And they had some images where it was, like, nude women. They had, like, bare breasts. So he did, like, see them, you know. I'm not, like, freaking out. It is the human body. I don't treat the human body like a dirty thing. You know, he's very comfortable just fucking walking around the house naked. If there's a brand new person there, if you guys came over tonight... And like, James, take a shower. He just stripped that naked in front of you, shake his ass, and then run into the shower.
One time.
That's good. That's like a no shame factor.
No,
he
has no shame.
Sounds like I want to go to Jersey for the first time ever.
Oh, dude, one time I fell asleep on Lewis's couch, and I wake up, and James is just in short shorts and nothing else next to me. I was like, oh, God, this dream again?
It's Epstein's Island over there, huh?
Yeah, doggy. I tell you, the kid
he's
has
just
no...
bouncing on a trampoline in tiny white window.
I'm not going to...
Goodbye horses.
Here's the other thing. It's not like we're in a museum and there's a pair of breasts on a statue or in a painting where, you know, I can't justify the fucking first scene in Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
This girl shaking her big fake tits. It's just inappropriate. And there's no other fucking way to slice it. It's inappropriate to watch with an 8-year-old.
You are correct. Because I think about when you were 8. Like, I didn't... You try to look for nudity at a certain point, but not at 8. At 8, I did not give a shit.
I feel like I was overly exposed to sexuality at a young age, and I think it's sort of fucked me up. And I'm trying to just push that off for my son as long as possible, where he's not thinking about... sex. It's a thing I talk about actually in my act about there's a weird time, there's an overlap for little boys where it's like a year of our lives where we're little boys and we're horny men and we have that overlap where we're both, and it's actually the greatest time ever. It's truly the being 12 is peak life, because you can play with fucking Ninja Turtles and beat off to pussy,
and it's so new,
it's the best.
Yeah,
like there's no shame in anything. Like I'm going to bed with like my G.I. Joes in the bed and I'm jerking off and I'm like, oh, hey, look at that. It's fucking
awesome.
You got
an audience.
Yes, dude.
Now, I remember at 12, like, or 11, 12, you don't even get what jerking off. I didn't know what it was. I was like humping pillows and I didn't realize jerking off was a thing until later.
I remember finding out you keep going because I thought the point was like you get hard and then like marvel at your creation. Like I thought you just looked at your hard dick. And you're like, sweet,
Statue
I did
of
it.
David.
And then my mom got me like What's Happening to My Body, the book, and you find out that you like keep going. There's
your
an
mom
the
taught
game.
You to come.
She did.
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
Well, my dad talked to me about sex when I was like 19. Like that's when he had the conversation wow. with me. My mom at least gave me a book when I was 12 and was like, yeah, figure it out for yourself.
My mom gave me Gallery Magazine, which was
just a bunch of people shooting heroin.
A nudie magazine when I was maybe 11.
Wow.
We had, I mean, I don't remember a time not really knowing what sex was. I think there was a time where I thought you put your dick in the belly button. Mm.
I used to think it was you stuck your dick in the vagina and then you just hung out. Like there was no motion.
I thought the lips hugged you. I didn't know there was a hole.
Like
I
tremors?
Thought, yeah. I thought
it was like a hot dog bun situation.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think you're the right idea.
And I thought cum came out of the skin, not the...
For real?
Like yeah, I thought peeing? It just like... Yeah, I thought it just kind of raised out.
Because here's
like
the thing,
your
man.
Pores push
yes,
cum
Yes, exactly.
Out.
The way it is now...
Like when blackheads, like squeezing out of you?
Because of the internet, when he wants to go try to find some shit, like he's going to find... Like at school, yeah. Somebody's going to go, I have an iPhone and show him. And
all of it. I put it off. He doesn't have a pad. He doesn't, like, he's never has access to, like, my phone, like, unsupervised.
Right.
Yeah,
that's probably good for both of you.
I'm just trying to push all that off. Like, he's going to go down that path and explore things, and I would rather, in these years, he's like, you know, he's forming an actual opinion and personality. Like, all the fucking digital shit, dude, I think it's poisonous for these little kids.
I think you're absolutely right.
I was at lunch yesterday, and there was a little kid on a fucking pad the whole time. Like, the parents were sitting there people make this point all the time, but it was kind of crazy. Like, we're sitting there at kind of a nice restaurant, like, and I'm listening to this fucking kid, just annoying, like, pad, just blinking and beeping, and the parents have not spoken to this kid the entire time. Right, an hour and a half of literally this kid just fucking... Inches away from his face, and it's like we're already addicted, right? Like I didn't have that when I was a kid, and I become massively addicted to my phone to the point where it's like I have apps now to try to get me to stop using my phone. Like, it's crazy. So in these formative years,
can you install one in the car?
In these formative years where these little kids are fucking using pads and shit, you're like, you are training them to have a genuine addiction.
Yeah.
To this thing that is, it's been proven at this point that it is a little marketing tool that is controlling your brain, controlling your thoughts. Algorithms are being designed to control the way that you make decisions. Mm-hmm. Not even algorithms are being designed to to help you make better decisions. No. Algorithms are being designed to where you don't even have a fucking choice and you're being pushed in a certain direction. Yeah. And it's fucking evil. And to put it in front of your kid, it's almost like you're giving your kid a fucking little death trap where you're like, you're going to be fucking a mindless zombie for the rest of your life. And at 2 years old, we're going to start you now. In my opinion, that's borderline abuse.
I didn't do it.
It'll get more and more intense. It's like it'll just have a way. You think you're so addicted? It's going to be way more intense for this generation because they're being toddlers and being
Have a question. Like, how do you balance? Because I haven't gotten my son an iPad or anything like that, and I knew kids that had it at like 18 months, you know, whatever. But my son doesn't have one yet. But I am thinking along the lines of like jobs are reliant on. Technology on you knowing what you're doing on finding
they're
your way
know
around.
It. So yeah. My son knows his way around a pad because he has a pad for school.
Okay,
he's never on his pad watching movies or TV shows, literally ever. Like he doesn't even bring it home from school. He has his pad in school, apps, all that stuff. They have plenty of time to fucking learn it, and it's all intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. It's becoming more intuitive. A kid can open up an iPhone. It's a great scene in the Steve Jobs movie Jobs, the one with Michael Fassbender, where he gives his daughter the computer, right? Like, and he's like, she's like, how do you use it? He was like, here, just play with it. And then like they start talking and then he comes back 5 minutes later and she's drawing a picture on it because it's so intuitive. Even back then, it was so intuitive that they were making it so a child could open it up with no instructions and use and start. And that will become more and more intuitive. Technology as it's integrated into our lifestyle will become more and more intuitive. So I'm not worried about my son being behind the curve on learning how to use technology. I want to actually just delay it because I want him to develop a real personality, learn how to communicate, learn how to have conversations, negotiate, not just be fucking here all the time, not fuck up his eyesight, not fuck up his brain development.
That's the other thing. The eyesight thing is huge as well.
Yeah. For sure.
I gained astigmatism when I worked at an office. Like, I didn't need glasses until I was 23 years old.
I believe it.
And then I was working in an office for like a year, and my fucking lens warped or whatever, and I immediately needed glasses. But I it's just interesting. I was legitimately looking for advice because that was like, that's just something I wrestle with.
I don't think it'll be really an issue. And honestly, the way technology is going to work, is I don't think that by the time our kids are our age, I forget our age, by the time our kids are in college, I think it's going to be a lot more. They're going to have shit figured out in a much crazier way.
Yeah.
I'm probably directions we don't even know. Like right now we have like, you have your Alexa and you have your Google and you have your Siri and you have, you know, they're already like, you'll have a conversation and everything's listening and everything's, once they sort of connect it all, there's like, there's some missing dots here, right? Where I don't even know. None of us, I don't really know, but they're going to connect it all.
Once the one world technological government happens.
Doggy, eventually it's going to be, you think I'm hungry. And then all of a sudden, fucking in your peripheral line, like the food options start fucking showing up for fucking whatever it is. Then you just go click and you've ordered fucking lunch now. And it's based off your fucking thoughts because they know what you're most in the mood for. Like, I genuinely believe that's
Zach,
all coming.
Lunch number 8.
That's part of the Pfizer third booster.
But I believe that that is fucking coming and way faster than we think. I this sounds like sci-fi. No. I don't think that's crazy,
dude.
I think
it's there already.
We just don't have, it's just a little clunky right now. Like, it's just like when I want to order something for lunch, I have to think, what am I in the mood for? And then the suggestions pop up for my Uber Eats because they know what I like. And I go, I am in the mood for that because I order that. And they, but once all that shit is fucking out of the way and they say, let's get rid of that minute process. And now it's just like, what am I in the mood for? I know what I want. It's ordered.
Pops
it's on
up
the way.
That's that stuff like already exists. Now they have to find a way to integrate it because it's like, it's for smart people right now. So eventually they have to make it for dummies.
They're
going to
figure out, they'll figure out a contact lens or something that, because you even like, have you ever,
well, the glasses are getting bad. They just have those new Ray-Bans that are like Google or
Facebook.
I'm sure
they got all of that where you just like look down and it'll bring you to the next page and shit like that. Like
they had Google Glass and that failed. Remember that?
They just haven't figured it out yet. It's almost like virtual reality 5 years ago was garbage, right? Yeah. If you played with like an Oculus type thing 5 years ago, it was just boxes and it's shitty. And now you go into this virtual reality world and it's really cool and you see exactly how much it's going to advance. So it's exciting to sort of be alive in this time, but technology, like in our lifetime, dude, you understand from like the 80s, 90s, like we watched technology fucking just like
jump.
A massive, massive way, and it grows exponentially in ways that we didn't think. We all thought it was going to be flying cars. In 1988, when we all imagined a future, right, the future, it was the Jetsons. It was flying cars. It was, you know, a big screen.
Back to the future, too.
Yeah.
A pellet that you could heat up and it'd become a turkey.
Yeah. We didn't realize that it was going to be algorithms that were, you know,
dictating our behavior,
you know, and disguising itself as helping us, by the way. And it does help us, and to ignore technology is stupid, obviously, but for little kids, I just think that like they're becoming fucking
I think that's totally
I think what could possibly happen, I think there's gonna be a portion of the population like years down the road, like when James gets older, that buck the system and then go off the technology.
That's happening right now.
It's happening now.
That's happening now in a very, very big way. So there's phones right now that you can buy that are just like, it's a new thing where there's a, well, Shannon, didn't we talk about it on the show? It's a phone where you can't browse the internet. There's no apps. It's just phone calls and text messages, but you can text like normal. So it's almost like a flip phone from back in the day.
But smartphone version of that.
I have a theory. Do you think technology, social media, and our reliance on it is somehow also adding to the uptick of autism and Asperger's because it kind of insulates people? It makes them a part of their own world. They are completely incapable of socializing.
Sure,
like their probably feelings are suppressed based on whatever they're watching or any of that shit. Like obviously the diagnosis is much more thorough now.
There's probably other psychological disorders that are being created by this, right? So it's like things that we don't necessarily, like versions of autism and Asperger's that are you know, compounded by,
facilitated. Yeah.
Yeah. So like whatever, like I know for a fact I have a problem. I'm constantly on my phone.
I'm the same way.
My son was so funny, right? Like last night I said to him, I was saying something. I was like, maybe he was getting ready for bed and I asked him to do something, right? And he was like, yeah, whatever. And he wasn't like looking at me. And I was like, James, look at me when I'm talking to you. I was like, I need to know that you're speaking to me. Make eye contact with me. And he literally went.
Like, you never fucking do it.
He goes, Dad. He was like, it's really funny. It was like an adult. He was like, wow. It's hilarious coming from you. He was like, you are just constantly in your phone. I was like, I don't know the last time I made eye contact with you when we were speaking.
Wow.
And I literally had to go, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And next time I do that, call me out on that because you're 100% right about that.
All
right.
You earned these tits in front of your face.
Make eye contact with that TV, I'll tell you right now.
Wow, what a smart kid.
Yeah, really smart kid. All right, we're going to wrap this one up here in just a minute or so. We never did plugs, did we, Shannon? Let's do some plugs. Let me plug one thing real quick. If you guys are not at Skankfest and you want to enjoy the festivities, we are streaming live pay-per-views from Skankfest. 9 separate pay-per-views, including the roast of Luis J. Gomez.
Can't wait.
Including Ellis Mania, where multiple fights are happening. Dylan versus Harrington is happening. It's going down. I'm taking part in the musical chairs boxing match with Kyle Kingsbury, Alan Joban, Jason Ellis, and a few other professional fighters. It's going to be a goddamn nightmare. This is the same day as the roast. I'm probably getting knocked out. It's going to be great.
Are you fighting?
We're doing musical chairs boxing. So me and Jason Ellis have both agreed for the first minute, we're not even going for the chairs. We're just going to the corners and we're boxing each other.
No shit.
Me and Jason Ellis are coming out and we're fucking swinging at each other. Woo, baby boy, it's happening.
Let's go.
So make sure you guys grab all your pay-per-views. You can grab all access pay-per-view for the entire weekend for just $65. Momenthouse.com/skankfest. That gets you all 9 pay-per-views. These are not going to be available anywhere else in the world. This is What's Your Fucking Deal, the roast battle, roast of Luis J. Gomez, Ellis Mania, and many more. Go do that right now, momenthouse.com/skankfest, because if you wait until Skankfest weekend, it's going to go up by a few bucks. You could also grab each individual live stream for just $8. So if you guys don't want to grab the entire weekend, you can grab just a few as well, momenthouse.com/skankfest. I'll let you guys do your other plugs and then I'll plug some dates.
Sweet. Is this live? This is live, right?
This is live.
If you're watching live and you live in and around New York City, tonight I'll be at the Comedy Cellar. I'm doing my new hour at the Fat Black Pussycat Lounge. I think there's like a handful of tickets left, so let's fill that up with people that actually know who I am. It's a brand new hour, not seen or heard on my special or albums. I'm super pumped about it, and we're going to be filming it early next year. Then November 5th through 7th, obviously, Skankfest. So fucking pumped for that, man. Thanks for having me and Feeny out. And then November 12th through the 13th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, at the Cisco Brewers in Portsmouth. December, I'm at Dead Crow, Wilmington, North Carolina. And then January, I'm going to be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin.
Mike, you want to do 4 more?
Yes. And my special, youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy, Life Begins.
I am at Shawnee Time on Instagram and Twitter, and I have a new podcast coming out in November called Shawnee Boy, which will mostly be about UFOs and movies.
Sick.
I'm doing a live midnight spook show at The Stand on Halloween. So Sunday, October 31st, 7 p.m., mystery movie, mystery guest come out. It would mean a lot.
Sweet. First of all, subscribe to Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world, guys. Instant access to all the shows. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Live shows that are coming up November 26th, 27th, Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie with the great Zach Abiko. December 17th and 18th, the Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto. We're doing Real Ass Podcast, we're doing Depraved, we're doing a bunch of stuff. Zach's coming as well to that. Then January 13th through 15th, Lexington, Kentucky. Never been to Lexington, Kentucky, so come the fuck out. Comedy off Broadway. January 22nd, nice. 21st, Hartford, Connecticut at the Funny Bone. February 10th, I'll be at the Ontario Improv in Ontario, California. April 28th we redid the date for Zany Chicago. May 5th through 7th, I'll be at Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Connection. Then May 20th is the Co-Host Musical and more. There's lots of stuff coming up. I'm just starting to book out the spring and the summer, so please come the fuck out. Support all these shows. Go to lewisofskanks.com if you guys want to grab tickets for any of these shows. And also subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I'm now streaming at least 4 to 5 times per week. Crushing it every single week. If you guys want to watch me play video games poorly and almost say slurs that are going to surely get me kicked off of Twitch, please tune in. Yeah, that's really it. Shannon, what do you got to plug? Come on, girly girl.
Listen to The Thing Is Podcasting. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And for the month of October, we actually have a lot of listener stories of their terrifying encounters. And follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
Love it. 6982.
My birthday.
her birthday.
69.
All right. We're done. Shannon, it's been a fun show.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good one.
69.
Thank you guys very much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Friday with Kim Congdon and Alex Scarlato. Really, really fun show that we pre-taped yesterday. We're a week away from Skankfest, boys. It's happening. One week from tomorrow, Skankfest South kickoff party happens, bitches.
Whew. I'm fired the fuck up. Dude.
There's so many little things that are happening behind the scenes right now that are giving me so much anxiety, but I'm so excited at the same time. It's wild.
Hell yeah. Well, for you, like, the whole thing is you're finally, your producer hat is off and you're just a performer, right?
No, man, close. He's got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Close.
He's a busy boy.
I'm two or three things away from not having to worry about producing anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fucking meetings upon meetings, decisions upon decisions. There's so much going on. This Skankfest is we're breaking records with this Skankfest. We're doing things we've never done before. It's going to be really fun.
If anybody wants to go to Joel Osteen with me on Sunday, I'm going to do that. Yeah, dude, I'm going to take a fucking shitload of edibles and just see what it's all about.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to come out Catholic.
It's the most fun you'll ever have.
Yeah.
All right, look, you guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much, and we'll be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.